It's time for Let's Chat with Rustite, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustite. Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustite. Now, this week I want to talk about being productive as an entrepreneur and kind of talk about different hacks that we can do to kind of stay focused and be more productive in our everyday tasks. Now, when I first started as a quote-unquote entrepreneur, when I first started this journey of working from home, it was really difficult. From, we're not going to tell you how many years I spent with the beer store. It was way, way too many. And then even before that, I've always had a place of employment to go to. I've always had either go to a shop, go to an office, go to my store, whatever the case may be. I always had somewhere to go. So I got up, had the routine, went to work, did my quote-unquote 9-to-5, and then came home. And while you're there, you're in that mindset. You're not the boss there, so you do what you're told. So you get your job done, and you're always looking for different things to do and stay productive. So it's a little bit easier when you have somewhere to go. Now, for a lot of entrepreneurs, we all work from home. So that can be a challenge. Now, there's the TV there, there's the radio, there's, you know, the cleaning and the laundry and the dishes. And if you have kids, the kids are running around if they are home at the time. So it can be a real challenge to actually sit down and actually get some work done without being distracted. So the first thing that I really learned early on was actually get into the mindset that you're actually going to the office, you're going to a place of employment. So what I started doing was, this was before I was in the 5 a.m. club, so to speak. I would set the alarm, I would get up, get ready, do my morning routine, go to the Keurig, get my coffee, and then sit down at the desk. And I would always dress professionally, like I was going to an office. So back then it was always jeans and a golf shirt, jeans and a button-up shirt, and I dressed for the office, even though I was still at home in my home office. And the one thing I learned, even though I can grab my laptop and work from the couch or, you know, work from a chair somewhere, I wasn't quite as productive early on. Now, that's not to say, like, that's changed and I've become far more productive with different things that I do now, where I'm able to still be in the mindset to work from the couch or work from a chair with my laptop or work in the backyard, for example. But early on, I found is actually get dressed like you're going to the office and sit down at your desk. Now, the next really key part of that is You can't sit at your desk for an 8-hour day or a 10-hour day or 12-hour day straight without losing focus. I don't care who you are. If you sit there long enough, you are eventually going to lose focus, whether it be slowing down your productivity, whether it be jumping on Facebook or Instagram, starting to scroll, and then going down that rabbit hole, or even just getting online and going on Amazon or something like that and going down that rabbit hole and losing your momentum. So one of the things, it was in a call that was part of Social Media United. One of the girls there had an accountability call with us, and it was really, really cool. So what she had showed us was actually time blocking. So when you start your day at, say, you get to the desk at 7 in the morning. So from 7 in the morning to 8:15, have that time blocked for a certain amount of tasks. After that, take a 15-minute break. Actually get up from your desk, walk around, and go get another water, go get another coffee, whatever the case may be. But actually move, stretch, and get away from your desk so you're not looking at your screens. And then come back at 8:30. And then for the next hour and 15 minutes, do the same thing. Go hardcore into your whatever tasks or projects you're working on without scrolling, without looking at your phone, no notifications, just block that time out. So when you actually put that in your calendar, time blocked out for project one, and then the next thing, time blocked out for project two, and then keep going with that throughout the day. It doesn't have to be every day, but days that you know, for example, what I do, Monday and Tuesday are really big client days. So I do a lot of client work. I do a lot of work for my business as well. So what I do Monday and Tuesday, I don't take any meetings. Tuesday I will take some, but Monday I don't take any meetings. That day is completely blocked out, and I have every hour of the entire day filled for something. And then I get up, I do my walking around, take a break. And for lunch, I actually take a full hour lunch. For the longest time, what I would do is I would go grab some lunch, sit down at the desk when I remembered to make lunch. And I would sit down at the desk. I would kind of dibble and dabble while I'm working and eating. And I found that just wasn't as productive. So now what I do is I go get lunch, I go sit down, I'll put something on Netflix, or I'll listen to a podcast, and just kind of have my own quiet lunchtime where I can shut down and work. And then the other thing too is actually take time for yourself. So as an example, I'm recording this episode on a Monday, and this Sunday, I actually took the entire Sunday off. Now, you should be taking more days off than I do, but things have been so busy. But what I actually did was I took the entire day off, and that kind of got my mind set for this week coming up. So I still did my high performance planner and journal. So I planned out my entire week yesterday. But other than that, and then a few quick spreadsheets that I do every day, I took the day off. I actually turned on the video game console, my PlayStation, which very rarely happens. I actually had to dust it off. Watched some TV, put on a movie, but I took the day off, and that really shifted my mindset. Because if you're working every day, all day, 7 days a week, your mind is going to get worn down. So actually taking that time and kind of de-stressing and resetting. I was very fresh when I woke up this morning, and I'm recording this in the afternoon, but I was up bright and early, wasn't tired, and I was ready to go and be productive today. So today is the day that I have things blocked out. So as I'm recording this podcast, I actually have time blocked out just for this podcast, and that's in my Google Calendar. So hopefully those tips kind of help you to be more productive. The other quick tip is have something on in the background. Now I'll change it up. Some days I'll have a Spotify playlist on. I've got a number of different playlists that I use just to have that music on in the background. And the other thing, I read this online somewhere, and it said, actually, if you're working from home, not in front of you, but have the TV on in the background and have like a show running, or even just have the TV at a specific channel, have that going. So what I found was there's a show called Suits. It's a show about lawyers in New York, but it was actually filmed in Toronto, which was really cool. But anyways, I would have this show on repeat. I would keep my Fire Stick remote at the desk, and when Netflix yells at you and judges you for watching too long, I would just hit the continue button and let that play in the background. Since I've already watched the show, I've already seen it, I already know what's going to happen. So I let that play in the background. So it's kind of like office noise, people walking around, working around you. So it gives you that environment the feel of an environment that you're actually in the office working with all the commotion going behind you. So that's another really cool tip to kind of help you stay productive and get your mind in the right, get the right mindset to be in an office and to be more productive. So hopefully this really helps you out. I just wanted a really quick episode today. Didn't want to talk for too long, just to kind of get you a few tips that really help me while I'm working from home and helps me stay productive. So thank you so much for listening today, and I can't wait to chat with you next week. Are you ready to take action in your business? When I started Rustech, one of the things I struggled with, and one thing I see a lot of entrepreneurs struggling with, is coming up with content, and not only coming up with content, but coming up with content consistently. That's why we put together the 30 days of content, and we're giving that away completely free. What that is it's an ebook that has everything you need to come up with content for the next 30 days. Not only for the next 30 days, but you can use that content over and over and over again. So head to info.rustechmedia.com/30 days of content and get your free copy today.